This is Upgrade America. I gotta unmute myself because we're on X Spaces.
We say Twitter still. For all the OGs.
Yeah, we're still up in there, Twitter Spaces. I don't know what the music is about. I'm saying my mic is up. Okay, cool. Pardon the, the slight delay at getting this thing rolling. We are rolling on X Spaces, aka Twitter, and we're also, you know, we're broadcasting on our
podcast channel, Spotify.
Yo, today we're talking about Andrew Tate, specifically his Bitcoin purchase. He's talking about $100 million that he's gonna accumulate, and we're also talking a little bit about the NBA.
Yeah, playoffs going on.
And then, you know, giving you a review on the new X-Men reboot.
Yeah, man.
And of course, we gotta talk about the debates, but that's pretty much where we're gonna take this conversation today.
Yeah, man. You Cameron Ra, I'm CJ the
Day Slayer.
You already know. Been a while. We coming back at you. Upgraders, we're trying a different formula because we understand we're in a fast-paced world, so we need to speed our pace up, and we need to have more engaging topics. Sprinkle a little fun in there, a little real life, a little politics, Upgrade America policy, you know how we do, but still, we got to keep up with the times, and we got to do the best to keep adjusting for you guys. So
and sometimes, you know, the times are kind of heavy, and you don't want to just boom, 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 World War III, zombie apocalypse, all this. You know, we want to lighten it up, so that's why we're changing the format a little bit. And, you know, like I said, we want to keep it light. But without further ado, Andrew Tate, he got a lot of popularity around the internet for being controversial. He got banned from most all social media platforms.
I think so, yeah.
But by the good grace of Elon Musk, he was permitted to come back to X.
Mm-hmm.
I follow him. I like Andrew Tate. He's a masculine man. He's a mean motivator, but I believe that's what you need to really drive the point across. Long story short, Andrew was really pushing the GameStop stock, and we've seen with the return of Roaring Kitty. That's the Twitter handle of the leader who was really pushing this stock. What was it in 2020?
I think so. Yeah,
he came back on for the first time in like 3 years. He posted something. And, you know, this kind of impacted the stock. People started buying the stock again, and lo and behold, they saw 100% return on investment, like, overnight.
Yeah.
The stock's been down a little bit after that. The SEC started freezing it, meaning, like, yo, boom, boom. Like, you can't buy or sell it.
So is this when GameStop, all the people that invest in GameStop, got that big return? And then, is it a part of that, what you're describing, for
it's
those who don't
first
really
time,
know? Yeah.
The first time, yeah, they shorted the, hey, peace, thanks for listening. So, GameStop, the folks who are, they shorted, like, the hedge funds.
Yeah.
And so, by everybody, like, buying the stock, like, day one, they saved the, the stock, and also, it was like, these hedge funds folks, they lost millions of dollars.
Yeah,
so it's
kind of
like
that.
Part two of that. But here's the thing with that. And I kind of got in on that. I bought GameStop back in the day. But liquidity. Liquidity meaning, like, how fast can you take something and then get cash for it?
Gotcha.
With the stock market, it's like, sometimes it can be, like, 72 hours.
Mm.
It's not like, yo, you sell the stock and then you get money in your account.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you gotta wait because there's clearing and everything like that. So, when the SEC froze people from buying and selling... It kind of put a hole on the liquidity. You got you got millions of dollars in GameStop, but what you gonna do with it? You can't move it until the SEC says you can, right?
Yeah.
So it's not freedom money. It's not a freedom security. It's nice to have. You know, it's like F you to the hedge funds, but it ain't your. There's not high liquidity in it. Bitcoin, however, I noticed from experiences, I had to sell gold, jewelry, and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And they try to rob you every time. They're like, oh, you pay $5,000 for this necklace? Yeah, we'll give you a nice $2,800. They try to rob you. So liquidity on gold isn't, like, the best thing in the world. Bitcoin, however, it's like, do you recall back in the day we were talking about a 24-hour stock market?
Yeah, I do remember talking
Bitcoin
about
that. Bitcoin is that, man. You can, oh, you got your Bitcoin. The market is always open. There's always someone there who wants to buy it. So, boom, you sell your Bitcoin on it. Yeah, does it? Is there volatility? Meaning the price of Bitcoin goes up and down? Yes, there is volatility. But at the same time, there's the market is always open. And there are very few constraints to stop people from buying and selling Bitcoin, as well as sending it to anywhere they want in the world. But yeah, to wrap this story up, Andrew Tate, he's buying $100 million worth of this stuff because he's fed up with the banks, and I feel him. Because if it's you got $1 billion in the bank, but they're telling you you can't move it around, is it really your money?
Good point.
What are your thoughts, man?
My thoughts, real quick. Andrew Tate is a very polarizing character. I do like some of the stuff he has said. There are some, I guess, unanswered questions that you don't really know what's fact, what's fiction, as far as his character and stuff like that. But based on what I've seen him in long-form interviews, I mess with his style. I don't have no problem with that. And considering we're in an age where we have extreme feminism, I'm not talking about, I would say, what I think it's in different waves. So I think we're in the second or third wave feminism. I can't remember exactly. But either way, the extreme version of equality, and basically, I guess you could say, and it's going to sound crazy, but women supremacy. It's almost like we're in that kind of age where women want their cake and eat it too, essentially. They want equal rights, but they still want the benefits of being a woman, like the extras, I guess you could say, like extra sponsorship, extra. So I like the fact that he was one of the voices that kind of cut through the bullshit and called out human nature, essentially. Him buying Bitcoin is just another part of who he is. He likes pushing boundaries. He likes making a statement. He likes going against the grain, so to speak. And based on his case, it actually makes sense. Because if you look at Russia, as we talked in global politics, what they've had to do to maneuver around us with the embargoes and the freezing assets and stuff like that, they have to go digital anyway, it makes sense.
Thing is, I agree with your statement. I just wanted to add on to like Andrew Tate, for what he stands for, or at least what I see him standing for, is like he wants the average man to get rich and powerful. And it's not for the sake of just being greedy and stuff like that, because he's telling a lot of stuff that we talk about, like these times are changing and ain't no job gonna save you.
No.
What I'm saying is, like, you need to have enormous wealth and power. And that's what I like, and also his root in masculinity. But him endorsing GameStop and endorsing Bitcoin, that's another one of his ways of telling the people, like, yo, shitstorm's coming, like, prepare yourself. What we got next on the rundown, bro?
So we'll talk a little NBA. I'm a Knicks fan, been a Knicks fan since basically 90s, 2000. I'd say more early 2000s. From the Bronx, New York originally, so it's just in my blood, right? So I'm excited the Knicks are in the playoffs. We got a chance to clinch Friday to get to the finals, the NBA finals, which is pretty much the championship game. I know Cam is not really into sports like that.
I'm getting back into it.
Yeah, so, you know.
That's what the data says.
But I'm really excited. It's good to see young blood. It's good to see the OGs kind of not in the game anymore, to let the young blood show.
Is LeBron out of the game?
Yeah, he's out. Kevin Durant is considered an OG, believe it or not. James Harden, he's an OG.
So that means, like, we OGs.
Yeah, we're OGs in the, like LeBron, I think he'll be 40 this year. So, yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, I saw this clip, and I guess there was, LeBron was at a Cavaliers game. They gave him a standing ovation.
Yeah, I think he should go back to Cleveland in his career there. If I was him, I would leave the Lakers. It's not, there's nothing for him to accomplish there. At least he goes out on his own terms and a chance at the championship.
So I heard his son, is it Bronny?
Yeah,
Bronny James. Yeah, like, I guess he got medically cleared for the NBA, so he still has to go through a draft.
Yeah, he's going through the what they call the combine. They see all your skills and stuff like that. Yeah. So there's
no, where he wants to go.
It's gonna be who takes him.
the draft. Right?
Because he's not really tall. If he was like 6'3", 6'3", 6'4", he's like, he's like our height. So you're considered a point guard, but they're saying based on his skill set, he should be like a two guard, which is basically somebody who just shoots, do more shooting than anything.
What was his name? Muggsy Bogues?
Yeah.
What position he played?
He would have to play point guard. Point guard is basically like the quarterback in basketball. Yeah, absolutely.
He's in the fives. But yeah, that's wild, man. So it was like, I guess Orlando, we got in Orlando. Our team got knocked out.
Yeah,
so,
first round. Game 7 against the Cavs, against Cleveland. So they're coming up. Orlando's been in the mix the last few years, at least in the first round of the playoffs.
And that's something else that we want to integrate into the show. We're now, you know, we're both in Orlando. Orlando has quite a few sports teams. They got a soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that they're a baseball team.
They're trying to get one here, yeah. We got Major League Soccer. So we got, I guess you would call the Solar Bears, which is like, hold on.
Solar Bears.
The timer's coming.
Okay. Then boom.
So we're using that timer to make sure we don't just go on and on and on all day, because we're both kind of long-winded. But anyway, so we got a hockey team called the Solar Bears, and then we also, they're like a level below major, I guess, NHL, yes, for hockey. So they're a level below that. They're trying to get a baseball team here. I hope they do, because we have the demographics for it, and because we got a lot of Latin America, Central America here. Brazilians, we got a lot of I think Canadians and like Europe that lives here as well, so that's why soccer works here and why baseball will work here as well.
Now, can you mention a football team in the pipeline?
Now, what we do, we have college bowl games here in Orlando every December, January time frame. So we get, I think, 3 or 4 bowl games here a year.
I see. So is it normal for Orlandoians, I don't know if I'm
saying, yeah, I think right, that's correct term.
Orlandoians, mm-hmm, to support the Miami Dolphins, the Buccaneers?
It depends on where you grew up. Yeah. I would say if
now
I had
if you grew up here, you grew up in Orlando. Like,
you're probably going to lean either towards Tampa Bay Bucks or Jacksonville. Like my good friend Willie, shout out to you, Willie. He's a Jacksonville Jaguars fan. If you grew up in South Florida, more than likely you're a Dolphins fan. If you grew up down that way. If you grew up in the Tampa area or this area, you're probably a Bucks fan.
But I would like to try to see one of each game, you know?
Yeah, that would be kind of
dope. But speaking on NFL, Netflix is going to be hosting NFL
live games
starting Christmas?
Yeah, I think so. That's a power move.
Yeah, that's wild.
Power move. Netflix, these digital... we talked about the erosion of mass media. We talked about the news, but you're also seeing it with networks. And Netflix is a trailblazer in the sense that they're one of the first networks to not be a part of the old establishment like NBC or CBS. They carved out their own lane.
And they put out some outrageous, some pretty wild stuff. Like somehow you see on Netflix, you know, for instance, the whole Jeffrey Dahmer
thing,
like that. And in addition to,
they got some really good documentaries, yeah, some good shows and some movies.
How to Be a Dictator, just like crazy shows that are on Netflix and kind of deviating from the norm. But yeah, that's NFL is going to Netflix. You can stream it there live starting Christmas.
Yeah,
again, like you said, it's a game changer.
Yeah, because Amazon has done it already. They've been doing the Thursday night games.
I see.
For Amazon, so Amazon Prime, and it's been pretty good because you get to see all the analytics, the stats, interesting insights on the players and percentage. I like that geeky part of it too.
Now HBO is dropping this what's it called? Hard Knock or something like that.
Yeah, they do that every year. They follow a football team through there.
They're following the Giants.
Okay, they find the Giants.
Be like,
okay.
What? How you say starting July 2nd or something like that? Check your dates on that. But yeah, there's a. Like I said, it seems to be going towards the streaming networks. Who do you think, or does the NBA already have a?
They already have their own app. They do have. That's I think smart. They do got a TV deal coming with. They have one with ESPN.
Okay.
Something's coming in the works. I forgot.
ESPN
I heard
is them. Disney, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's part of Disney. All right, all right. And ABC. So yeah, we'll see what happens with all of that.
So speaking of the, you know, the traditional networks, mm-hmm. right? So for those who don't know, an agreement has been reached between Joe Biden and Donald Trump about having a debate.
Mm-hmm.
So
unfortunately, go ahead.
This is gonna be the greatest show on earth.
I mean,
man.
These fucking old motherfuckers. I'm sorry, excuse my language, but I'm just so over them. But go ahead, continue.
It is what it is. Free speech out here, man.
Yeah.
But like, I would like to see the rematch, but also hear their talking points.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly now that Trump is, how you say, he's pro Bitcoin, pro crypto, and I really want to see, because while sure, shout out to Cornel West, shout out to RFK Jr. Like, I mm-hmm. applaud you all for the progress that y'all made as independent presidential candidates. Like, that's historic. I'm very proud, but it still seems it's going to come down to a two-party race.
Yeah, unfortunately. And
that's what I would like to see, get a little taste of it. And see, because Trump is an entertainer, he really is. But it's the state of the world in America is going to give him a heck of a platform to entertain on, and I'm excited to see that. But I proposed on X that Joe Rogan moderate it.
Okay.
You know, instead of doing the regular CNN, because there's a bias.
Yeah.
There's definitely a bias in corporate media. And that's why I proposed for Joe Rogan to do it, mm-hmm. because, you know, you have that neutrality. He's like Switzerland.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He interviews everybody from all
very true
political spectrums. And then I saw a lot of polls going around that. But the last update I saw on it mm-hmm. was that Trump, he agreed to do it on CNN.
Okay.
Which I'm like, nah, bro. It would make history. It would be very historic if Joe Rogan were to host it on X. You know, the first presidential debate, you know, on this platform.
And we've been talking about this for 5 seasons, pretty much, that's the future. It's platforms. It's not no longer traditional media.
I agree. And here's something that X did that was phenomenal. So it's like, you and me, we're on X because we have smartphones and tablets mm-hmm. and everything else like that. They are getting ready to launch X from the TV.
Oh.
So you can watch the top rated content mm-hmm. that's going to be from your TV.
That's a game changer.
Definitely a game changer.
And that's probably going to increase their revenue, because that's what Twitter has always had an issue with, is increasing revenue.
I got some business models. We can do an episode on that. But from Trump's perspective, his base, a lot of boomers, a lot of older folks support him.
Yeah.
While they are on Facebook and they are even on X, like, I believe the reach of communicating to that demographic mm-hmm. would be better served through CNN. And let's be real.
That's fair.
Someone is going to be streaming it live on X anyways.
Yeah. Or on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I do rather, as weird as it's going to sound, even though we don't care for, you still need mainstream news, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just for like a baseline. But I do like the CNN, because they're kind of like, I'm not going to say neutral, but they kind of embody, I guess they kind of give me libertarian vibes.
Interesting. I really thought they was leaning left.
I don't know. I could kind of see it could go either way. They're not Fox and they're not MSNBC. So, all that to say, I think it's a good middle ground, even though I'd rather it be on, say, Twitter.
Wouldn't NPR be be
NPR, better. Yeah, actually, it would be better.
Even though there's been a bias associated with them, like,
because they, but they always acknowledge their sponsors and who contributed money to them, so they put it up front. But I still do think they're probably one of the most neutral ways to go.
At the same time, I'm glad the conversation is happening. I'm glad the American people are going to see, you know, who gets some more data on who is better to run the nation for the next 4 years. I'm excited to see it. RFK is, he mentioned, like, what did he say? That they're trying to make it like a two-party race. And yeah, I could kind of see that.
Mm-hmm.
But I still encourage our independent candidates to stick in it. Like,
for sure.
Until then.
The future is online secure voting, what we've been talking about on Upgrade America. This needs to happen and get developed in this administration. Whoever runs it next needs to be doing this. Because essentially what people don't think about, it eliminates gerrymandering, all that shit is out the window. Because if you can do it securely from your phone, tablet, desktop, you eliminate all that, can't get to the polls, all that bullshit is out the window.
And here's the thing, it's like, even if you have to send teams out of, like, technicians to go house to house with a secure device and validate your identification and, you know, have you used this mobile device to vote, that's still better than just having the polls.
But, yeah, and we're not saying get rid of paper. We're not saying get rid of absentee. And we're not saying get rid of the polling place, the actual polling stations. We need options to hit everybody. So we're trying to get 100% participation for voting age people. That's essentially what we're going for.
Absolutely.
That's a true democracy. That's what we're working on. I guess.
Mean, it's like, who, what politician doesn't want to get more voters?
That's a very good question. And I always scratch my head on that. How does that work?
But I guess I got 5 seconds. The biggest hurdle is, like, the tech.
Yeah.
It's like, do you trust tech managing our democracy? Ding!
So, quick little update. The mayor of Baltimore, it looks like he won re-election.
Interesting.
From what I understand. And his walkout song to victory was...
Not like us?
Yeah.
How could I guess?
Perfect.
I still have... You have to hear the song?
I thought I sent it to you. Kendrick's Summer Banger.
Maybe I deliberately chose not to listen.
It's a bop, bro. Like, it's perfect for... I'm sorry. Like, it's very contagious as a song. You can't help but to feel something to that song.
Well, I mean, very West Coast. Congratulations on, you know, on your victory. You know?
Yeah.
And my understanding, it was mentioned that it could take 10 years... to repair that bridge.
So think about this, right? Real quick. Remember that thing I sent you from, was it Sweden? One of those countries. How they do construction?
Oh, with that mobile bridge?
Yeah. Why couldn't we do that here? How we don't have that tech here?
How long? But that bridge is like probably a mile long, right?
Something like that. I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised if you could concatenate those little platforms, but yeah. Why not? Why the heck not?
So why don't they use the Army Corps engineers? You know how they do the combat bridges.
Yeah.
Why don't they just do that while they're building that bridge?
Thing is, I get what you're saying. Now, like, my understanding with the engineers, they're building, like, right over the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a shipping route.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like, you would have to have support. You gotta have those beams.
Yeah, I you know what, I didn't think about that, because ships still got to get through.
Nonetheless, 10 years is still
a That's like a long-ass time.
And I think it's maybe because why they have to redesign it and test it or something. I don't know. But I'm not saying fortunate for the mayor of Baltimore, because, you know, when a crisis happens on your watch, people kind of want you to see it through.
Yeah.
Closure. So, for that incident help his reelection? Possibly.
I think how he handled it, and then how he handled the criticism, the DEI controversy, I think how he handled that is what got him elected. Also, what we talked about on the other episode this season was authentic representation.
Interesting.
He's been authentic the whole time. Even though he's a politician, he's been authentic to himself, and the voters like that.
That's what's up. And that's how it should be. So, on international news.
Yeah.
So, I guess, Prime Minister of Slovakia, he got shot.
Yeah.
I did not get the details on where he got shot or his condition, but it's being reported as an assassination attempt.
Okay.
So, it's like, here's a caveat. I don't even know if I'm using that correct. But anyways, like, here's the thing. So, I guess he was bashing the WHO.
This is like, World Health Organization.
Yeah, correct. This happened like 7 days after he was bashing the WHO.
Interesting.
But
he
was also bashing Ukraine and calling them Nazis. Mm. And among other things to make powerful enemies.
Mm.
So, you know, the jury's still out on who did it. I thought I saw footage of a shooter being apprehended, but I could be wrong. Scroll through millions of videos.
So I guess let me pose a question to you. Do you think our politics will ever get to a point where it becomes more violent? Because we've had incidences based on inaction of effective policies for the masses, for citizens. Like we're watching, like I give you an example. I just shared with you, and I shared it on, I directly hit up Joe Biden, like, why are we sending another billion to Israel? Like, really?
I saw that, man.
We got water problems. We got infrastructure issues. Think about Baltimore. We just talked about that. It's still places without clean water.
I was like, let me get my cases closed before I call the president. When I saw, I was like... I like CJ trolling Joe Biden. Like,
I'm like, yo, why? Why are we giving them another bid? Don't they get bids and aid? And then we sent them other packages We sent them, what, 3 packages this year?
Everything that you just mentioned, but the throw on that they talking mad shit. Talking mad shit like, yo.
And then
one, like,
to...
we will dance again. Alluding to, referencing how evidently there were Israeli... folks in New Jersey dancing as the Twin Towers went down. This is what like Israel's government posted. We will dance again.
Yeah.
But then it wasn't just that. It was other slick shit coming from Yahoo, you know, about like, yo, y'all niggas better give us our aid package or else. Shit like that. And I'm just talking, you know, I'm talking shit, but like
we're talking about things that are out there. We're talking about, just so you know, we're not confirming anything, but we're going based on... You could do your Googles, do your research. Look for scholarly articles or press conferences or whatever, because we know... I kind of like that timer action. I'm kind of getting
like,
used to
it's
that.
Keeping us on.
But what I was going to say, basically, we know we're in the age of misinformation, deep fakes, AI, all this shit. We know that.
Mm.
So you kind of got to look at what's in front of you in real life, to be honest, and do your best to find the most accurate and real information. It requires some legwork, or I guess finger work, since it's mainly tablets and smartphones and shit.
Thumb work. But yeah, this is the world we live in, man. And we was just giving you a slice of, you know, stories that popped up. Another thing that was trending is King Charles's portal to hell.
Yeah.
Like,
portrait.
What the heck is that about, man?
I don't know. The Brits are interesting.
You mentioned
folks.
Ghostbusters.
Yes.
And how I had that similar.
Everybody was talking about the painting in Vigo, and I forgot which Ghostbusters. Either one or two. I can't remember which one it was. But basically, the painting came to life. He came out the painting and all that stuff. It's very reminiscent. It's a joke on Twitter. It's on Twitter somewhere. Or X, for people that don't know what I'm talking about.
You know, Nick.
It's very weird.
That was pretty strange that this is what he's revealing. And it's like, I don't know. Maybe when I'm king of the world, I'm sure I'm going to have far better taste in painters than that. Like... He could have any... He could be painted any... It's tacky. It's like...
Yeah.
It's his eyesore. It's like, I feel like I should have, not goggles, but sunglasses to take a view, take a look at it. Like,
considering the reputation of the Brits is like, you know, like royalty, and like, you know, they give off that air of all that, what, distinguishment and all this, and you see that painting for their royalty, for their monarchs, and like, that's all you came up with? Like, yeah. Our presidents come up with more royalty kind of stuff than that shit.
That sounds like, yo, remix Napoleon's portrait or something like that. Like, but this?
You can get like, better shit off of IG for a fucking a gift for yourself.
Yo, give me $5 million and I'll use AI and I'll crop your head on there and I'll blow your mind. But yeah, I was, not to say disappointed, but I was just like, like you said, that's the best you can come up with for your imperial majesty. Like, come on. But, yeah, what else is coming on there, man? Did we talk about X-Men?
Nah, so we're going to talk about X-Men 97. I've been thoroughly enjoying it. Anybody that grew up in the 90s knows of the 90s cartoon, 30-minute cartoon used to come on. So the reboot is based off of that, but this, I guess the storyline picks up or they remix or whatever. It's been fantastic. It's like cliffhangers like every episode.
I only got to see a couple episodes, but yo, one, I like the animation is just butter.
Yeah.
Like, kudos to the artists, but also the writers and the concepts. The concepts of how they use their power. I forget what Gambit was doing, but he was doing something crazy with his powers that I have never seen him do in the old cartoons. And then, man, they went deep, though.
Yeah,
Like, it's a cartoon, but they went deep. You see the UN helmets in there. Magneto talking his, you know, giving his thought-provoking speeches. Like,
and you know what's so funny? Now that I'm older, we talked about this on one episode, how you become the villain the longer you live, right?
Emphasize with the villain,
So, I be rocking with Magneto most of the time.
Man, I've been rocking with Magneto.
I didn't at first. I was more on Xavier's side growing up, but now that I'm older, I
did
get it.
Like Wolverine, but I was just like,
yeah, hothead.
I liked Magneto for his liberal views. He did what he wanted, and he didn't conform.
Yeah, facts. And we know a thing or two about that. Rona. Blip.
Yeah. So. And then another thing, a shout out, running back to Andrew Tate. He was talking about how God blesses those, I don't want to paraphrase in that, don't conform. But that Rona was a bit, one of the biggest examples. Those who blindly said, yeah, we're going to take this little experiment and blah, blah, forget our rights and forget our liberties. Yo, you hearing about the rates of cancer and other, you know, diseases that supposedly are coming from long COVID, but ironically seem to correlate with the vaccine rates. That's another topic.
Or we'll say candy injections. Chris Cuomo had to come out and apologize and say, hey, like, that was a huge one. I just saw that somewhere floating around. And I was just like, wow, you know?
Well, we got the timer coming up, but that was pretty big because he was one of the biggest pushers. And then there was like, I was laughing, and let's kill this timer real quick. So it was like, I'm laughing because I'm seeing it was just cold. Very cruel fear tactics that they use.
Absolutely.
Do you recall them talking about the summer of death and how they were telling people who shouldn't have, who didn't get their vaccines, to get their affairs in order and everything?
If you think about it, like, even on dating sites, you had, are you unvaccinated, vaccinated? At work, you starting to violate your HIPAA. Because are you vaccinated or vaccinated? Like, you had the suspicion. You had, it was almost like, what do you call it? The Red Scare of the 50s?
What was the Red Scare?
You're a communist. Right?
Oh, Pinkos and all that. Yeah,
So it was like that. That's exactly what it was reminiscent of. And I thought, that's the first thing went in my head. Yo, this is like the Red Scare from the 50s. Like, yo, this is wild. Like, the McCarthy trials. And all that for spying and all that, calling them communists. Like, yo, that's
But the thing is, it ain't done yet, man.
Yeah.
So I believe Australia, they are a few steps away from this digital ID. It's a, how do you say, a quote-unquote passport to get onto the internet, it can also be a shop record, meaning, yo, you pull up the Walmart and your vaccination, your shop records, because you're a freaking dog, your shop records ain't up to date, you know what I mean? You don't get entrance to this facility. But Aaron Rodgers, he was recently on the Tucker Carlson show, and he was talking about the pressure that they were putting on
the players. Yeah, for sure. All the professional leagues, yeah, for sure.
But it's like, we have rights unless they are contractually revoked. The military is one of the biggest scenarios where that occurs, but also the NFL, the NBA, and the agreements with your employers. So it's almost like you only have rights and liberties if you're a free, if you're just an entrepreneur, getting your money outside the game, then you have rights and liberties. But I got in a light debate about free speech because Goldberg made a gesture like this, and I'm talking about the money gesture. And he got fined $100,000. And I'm just like, man, what the fuck, free speech? And then somebody mentioned, like, yo, he's under contract. And I'm just like, wow, the contract is the killer of your liberties.
Yeah.
It is what it is, folks. We out here, Upgrade America, celebrating our freedom, you know, encouraging y'all to, you know, to upgrade America. And I don't know, folks, like, definitely check out this debate, make your decision, because I know it sounds every 4 years it seems like the world is gonna end, but this time it's for real. No, I'm kidding.
We do think it's a historical inflection point, a pivot on how elections are going to go, because essentially neither one of these two can run again. So that's the positive. I hate to say it, but I got to look at it that way, because I don't want neither one of them. But
interesting, but that's a scary thing to think about.
Yeah, they can't
run
again.
Trump wins.
Yeah.
And then, like, Trump has his presidency. Yeah, yeah, he's out. Biden could still take it again at like 98 years old.
Yeah, but I don't foresee him running again. Like, he barely making it. As much as they try to pump him up, like, he's in good shape for his age, but still, like,
granted, California is deplorable, but why not Newsom?
Why not what?
Why not Governor Newsom?
Newsom. He got a bad rap for how he's running California, though.
Again,
he has the political cachet and, like, the look, the speak, the chutzpah.
When you own the freaking media, like the Democrats and everybody, you can make him into Mahatma Gandhi if you really wanted to. Like, why not push him? Again, we know California's deplorable, but still, it's like,
I just say California is America's incubator of ideas.
Same with New York City, though.
Yeah, I would say those two places, that's what they're for. People don't look at that part of the solution.
It's going to be interesting. I wanted to say tomorrow is going to be a very fascinating day.
What's up tomorrow?
So the Pope, he said...
Oh, yeah, that's right. You
he
were
was talking
this
about
up.
He wants to make... He's making an announcement tomorrow. It's Thursday. And he's talking about preparing or how to deal with, how you say, supernatural visions and things of that nature. Alluding to that either Operation Bluebeam is about to kick off, or they have some intelligence. Operation Bluebeam is the government's faking an alien invasion or return of Jesus Christ to start a new world order, one world government. But anyways, or they have critical intelligence that, you know, aliens or something like that. What are your thoughts?
I'd be curious to see the address, because the Pope has been very interested this time around. Do they serve terms? How does that work?
I thought it was till death. I thought he died. So it was like, except with the last Pope. I think he was just like, yo, man, like, I ain't do this shit no more. I'm resigning.
Yeah.
I thought that's what happened.
That's what it kind of seems like. I never understood like the, how that part works. But I'd be curious to see how that plays out. I mean, you got to think humans are very special beings. I guess we'll get metaphysical, spiritual here. We have untapped potential, and you see examples of
facts.
It. There's so many documented cases of people being able to see the future, or people being able to survive in ice cold, that Iceman guy, whatever. Yeah. Like all the walk over fire. Like we are incredible beings with godlike abilities if we're tapped in.
You talking about the Wim Hof guy, the Iceman,
yeah,
climbing Mount Everest like with no shoes and shorts and like bare chested. Incredible.
So but, I kind of look at it just as a reminder of our abilities.
You mean to say that someone may have a premonition of something big coming in the future?
Yeah, well, you had the one guy, what's his name? You might have to Google it. From, what was it, 40s? 50s? Somewhere in there. I'm trying not to confuse them with the serial killer, because their names sound alike. I think Gacy was the serial killer, but the other guy was Casey something. He can predict like the future and stuff like that.
Interesting.
I can't remember exactly, but with great detail. I can't remember that guy's name. You have to do your Googles. But just knowing that we have all these people out here with these special abilities, like, you can't tell us that we're not special beings, man. That's all I'm saying. That's what
totally,
I believe.
I totally agree with you on that. Like, I believe in the chakra system with the third eye, and once that's open, you can tap into other things. And premonitions and things of that nature. I didn't really consider it because my first assumption was just like, oh yeah, they faking something. They planning something.
Yeah.
Because we were having this discussion the other day about how you have these facets of power that are represented with Egyptian obeluses.
Oh, yeah.
And the obelus is the best example is the Washington Monument, who ironically, Washington is the symbolic, it's the symbol for power because of the Pentagon, of military power. And then another place where there's an obelus is in, how do you say, in London, particularly in the mile district where they do the financial. They're supposed to be like the center of wealth, of finance. And then you have the third center of, how do you say, spiritual influence. Religion is the Vatican, who, yes, they too have an Egyptian obelus. But when as soon as I heard something coming from the Vatican, I'm just like, oh, they priming us for something. But at the same time, you know, these are folks who dedicate their entire life to God. Do they have some creepy priests? Yes. But there's still folks in there who are steadfast in their devotion to God. And when your heart is pure and your mind is clear, like, yeah, who's to say you can't tap into some premonitions of the future? And I'm generally curious what they're going to reveal tomorrow.
Well, I'll put it this way. Since we're in Central Florida, we have the world's most concentrated place of mediums in Casadega, Florida.
Casadega? How far is that from Orlando?
Well, from us, where we're located in Orlando, it's probably 35 minutes, 40 minutes.
Interesting.
I've been there for Halloween years ago. It gives off, yeah, it gives off horror movie vibes, setting-wise, especially when it becomes sundown.
So this
it
is
feels
another,
like everybody's watching you. There.
This is another fun fact about CJ the Day Slayer. He goes to visit mediums on Halloween.
That was a long
in a medium
ago.
Town.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
That's creepy, man.
It is very creepy. Matter
so
of fact,
tell me about that experience, man.
It's very interesting. They did like the little palm reading, you know, all that stuff. But
yeah.
I do remember when I said I did a little mini reading, and the guy was like, "Dude, your energy is fucking all over the place." He's like, "I can't really read you because you're like," like he saw my energy like this. I did have somebody reach out to me on IG, kind of reading me, saying basically like, I got a secret hater, and it's stagnating my progress, my growth. Some shit like that. Hmm. So, very interesting stuff.
I encountered the mediums in Korea at the card house for the first time. I did it, and like, I remember, like, how you say, they read my lifeline. I was in the military, and she knew I was in the military.
That. Yeah.
And I didn't know if she was BSing or not, but she
it's kind of hard to tell.
Oh, your lifeline is very short. And I'm like, I'm going to Iraq in a month. But nah, man, I mean, I made it to 40. I'm OG, so, like, I don't know. I take it all with a grain of salt. Do I believe in divination? Yeah, absolutely. There are powers that I don't know how they work.
Once I heard, I read this. What did I read? I forgot what the book was. Small book. Spirituality is the science you can't see.
Metaphysics, man. Yeah.
So once I put it in that way, in terms of that way, I was like, oh, it's still science. It's just what you can't see versus science, what you can measure and test, essentially.
Thing is, while I always had a fascination with, how do you say, the sixth sense and things of that nature, it wasn't until the federal government acknowledged and used it with success that I'm like, oh, like there's some validity to it. Like, there are countless reports of them using it. A gentleman found the development of one of the hugest submarines in the world. He saw it in a vision, among countless other things. Do your due diligence. But remote viewing, the government invested into it and had success stories with it. ESP, all these things that major, psychic spies, all that. So it's like, there are things that we are...
And I think Ronald Reagan used either a numerologist or an astrologist while he was in, when he was serving, to help him make decisions.
I wouldn't be surprised. Well. I think we covered that one.
Yeah, I think we did cover that. But just to throw that out there, like, hey, this ain't a game out here. Like,
there are forces that we cannot understand.
Yeah.
Particularly the sun, who's like farting solar flares left and right the past week, but... My internet ain't go down. Everything's good.
I guess we'll wrap it up here, man, so we don't keep y'all too long.
Yeah, man. So we I think we hit most of our subjects.
Yeah, I think we did.
Our topics. Yo, if you're in the game, get on that Bitcoin before the dollar crashes. And take care of your folks. Be positive. Be kind. Get money. Get strong. And upgrade America.
Upgrade America. Go out. Touch grass. Find your community, get engaged in hobbies, enjoy life. Be human as long as you can, because we're going to get to a point where it's going to be AI and robots.
Real talk, drones dropping off stuff from Walmart. Appreciate y'all checking this out.
All right, always Twitter press. Space, X Space,
please,
CJ
please.
The Day Slayer. All right, peace out, upgraders. Like, share, subscribe. Yeah.